Country Mile. Humpard rolling down to his right, throws downfield. He has an arm. This one is up, and this one hits the shoulder pads of Lamont Morrison. He cannot bring this one in. Aaron Sines in coverage at the USA 34-yard line. Incomplete, and now fourth in a Country Mile.
Well, Tyler Humpard's going to take some chances downfield, and number 10 versus number 10 downfield. We're going to see this a lot. Aaron Sines one-on-one with Lamont Morrison, and Aaron Sines stands up. It looks like he's going to make the interception, but he misjudges how far this ball is actually thrown, and Lamont Morrison, it actually went over Sines' head into Lamont Morrison's diving arms, but he could not reel it in.
A little bit of a low snap on the punt, and Humpard gets it away. It bounces at the 43-yard line of USA and takes a faster bounce all the way into the 31-yard line, maybe the 32, where it is down by Morrison. USA will take over with 4:06 in the first quarter remaining, leading 8-0 at their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, a good defensive possession there for the Patriots as they get out of the gate first, looking like a much better ball team than Vassar at the moment. We know that can change in a hurry, but USA does a great job going right down the field, running it into the teeth of the Vassar defense, and then turning around and stopping a three and out, forcing them to punt. So expect more of the same here from USA.
Working off the far hash, three men in the backfield, Foley is under center. And as they hand off to their third option, that looks like it is number 45, Macklin Gettle. He gets out for maybe a yard out to the 33. If they're feeling like donating a yard to the cause, and they're going to say it's second and 9 now for USA.
Yeah, nothing going there. The Vassar defensive line this time stands their ground, not allowing the running back to get through the defensive line this time, and Macklin Gettle has stood up at the line of scrimmage and basically for no gain on the play.
Brandon Lyon on the tackle. T formation, right hash, three men in the backfield. Foley, your quarterback, junior, second-year starter. Second and 9, and it's a Tanner Foley keeper. No, excuse me, that's a fake. USA runs their fakes like no other team. They're running 30 yards down the field. It's a handoff to the right side out for about 4 yards out to the 35-yard line and brought down by Lamont Morrison.
Yeah, Ezra Arnold, your ball carrier on the play. He runs to the right side, filling in for Colton Siebert, I believe, who had to sit out the first quarter of this game, from what our sources tell us. But yes, to back up what Clark said, quarterback, especially Tanner Foley, will run 20 yards down the field like he has the ball, whether he does or not.
Foley under center at the 36-yard line. And it is a Ezra Arnold again with the carry. Gets close to the first down marker out to the 43-yard line. And brought down by Kane Milliken. And they're going to say enough for the first down. Move the chains, first and 10 at the 43.
Well, Vassar does a good job for no gain and then a 2 or 3 yard gain on second down. And on third and 7, they just keep pounding it in there. And eventually they get enough for the first down. Vassar right now not winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. USA is, needless to say, why they're moving the ball so well to start this game.
2:23 left in the first. 8-0 USA over Vassar. USA on their second possession of the night. Vassar's first possession results in a three and out with a punt. First and 10, T formation. Foley at the 43. As the quarterback dives to the left, he gets to about the 45-yard line where forward progress has stopped. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards brought down by Logan Amend. He's a defensive back at 6'1" for Vassar. 8 yards to go.
That's Logan's third tackle so far on the game. That time, the defensive line hits the gaps, stands up all the offensive linemen, make a swarming tackle on the ball carrier, bringing up second down and long. They need to continue to do that on all four downs so they can get the ball back and try to get on the board early in this game.
Second and 8 to go. First down marker is in Vassar's 48-yard line. They stand at the USA 45. Tanner Foley, quarterback keeper to the left side, and number 21, Logan Amend, kind of slows him up, and then the masses came in and stopped him after that, led by number 22, Colton Fabro. He's out for about, I would say, 2 yards. Third and 6 coming up for USA at their own 46-yard line.
And again, Vassar guessing right, reading the play right, filling all the gaps. That time, Tanner Foley keeps it himself around the left side, nowhere to go. Guys like Humpert, Fabro in the area to slow down the ball carrier, and eventually the fast defensive backs of Vassar who are cheated up to the line of scrimmage can fly into the backfield and make those tackles for short gains, bringing down third and six.
Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. Foley gets the snap. Keeps it for himself. Rolls to his left, looking to pass, and he is complete to number 28 down the field, streaking down the near sideline. That's Gavin Zimmer into Vassar territory at the 36-yard line. Enough for a first down and then a bag of chips from the 46-yard line to the 36 of Vassar. That's an 18-yard catch and carry for USA.
I tell you what, Coach Langs dials up play action, and if Tanner Foley has a split second more time, USA scores a touchdown because no one covered Gavin Zimmer in the flat, and absolutely no one covered Ezra Arnold deep down the middle of the field. Fortunately, there was enough pressure. He dumped it off to the short man, but takes a big gain and a new set of downs for the USA offense.
And Kane Milliken's fourth tackle on the night. First and 10 from the Vassar 36. It's a quick handoff right through the middle. Aaron Sines leaps over the line of scrimmage, gets across the 35-yard line and stopped dead in his tracks right there after a yard gain. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with USA leading 8-0 over Vassar on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Well, hello there. Abe here. You know, Honest Abe. These days, life is pretty good. I spend most of my time relaxing and enjoying the view from my monument in D.C. And of course, making a living as the face of the penny. Reach into your pocket. I'm sure you've got one or two of me clinking around in there. Why not make the most of that loose change with Thumb Cellular's Fast Track prepaid phone service?
You can talk and text for just a penny. Right now, you can get started with a phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and 45 days of service. Everything you need for just $39. The best part, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, period. Also, check out Thumb Cellular's prepaid cards with great rates and up to a year in coverage. Terms of service apply.
Oh, George, good to hear from you.
Visit Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
On to the second quarter, USA with the ball, facing a second down, 9 to go from the Vassar 35-yard line. Time of possession in that first quarter. Vassar, 1:33, USA, the rest. 10:27 in that first quarter for USA, and they're not done yet. Facing a second and 9 in Vassar's territory.
Well, you can flat out say USA dominated the first quarter. It was all Patriots in an 8-0 game, and they are driving on Vassar to start the second
quarter. And Colton Siebert is in the backfield for USA after seeing out the first quarter. Aaron Sines gets the handoff, and he's actually brought down after his blocker accidentally knocked him down at the 34-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Now a third down, 7 to go.
Yeah, and in that case, it looked like Colton Siebert, who was making a block and trying to get upfield to the next guy, and him and Sines run into each other, and Sines hit the dirt on that one. So Vassar probably thanking him after that play.
11:33 left in the second quarter. USA 8, Vassar nothing. The Patriots facing a third down, 7 to go at the Vassar 34-yard line on the left hash. Same formation all night long. Three men in the backfield. Foley is under center. There's the snap, and it's a counter to the right. Aaron Sines right through the middle. Turns back in at the 32-yard line for a gain of 2 yards and brought in down by
71.
Kane Milliken is racking up the tackles. That is his fifth of the night. And it brings up a fourth down, 5 yards to go for USA.
Yeah, the coaches over here next to us, Clark, very happy with Kane Milliken so far. We've heard them talking during the break. He is their X factor on defense, especially when it comes to stopping these wing T offenses and the run. And in that time, he plugs the middle gaps and gets his hands on Sines early, not allowing any sort of gain, because that dive play to Sines has worked many a time so far this year to get first downs for the Patriots.
Fourth down for USA. They've already converted on one in the night. And it's a pass rolling to his right. Tanner Foley in trouble. He has to break free of two tackles, and he does. He's at the 30 and down to the